fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and the hearty high old Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Moon Silver, let go be close. I am Silver! Away!
Two men waited on the canyon's rim, watching for a horseman to approach on the rocky floor 200 feet below. Lefty Carter was in his 20s, but the hard lines in his face made him seem older. His partner was middle-aged and had the pallid complexion that comes from long years in prison. Both held rifles.
How long do you think we'll have to wait here?
I don't know. Boy, you might come along any minute. On the other hand, we might have to wait a couple of hours.
You sure he'll come?
He's got to. It's the only way he can get from the prison to where he's going without going 40 miles out of his way.
Are you sure he'll go direct to the Lazy J?
Am I sure? Lefty, he talked of nothing else while he was in territorial.
You ought to know, Moose. You were his cellmate.
He'll be along, and he'll have the papers in his pocket.
You sure about that, too, huh?
Dead sure. The warden was holding all the credentials for him. I saw him myself when I was a trustee in the warden's office.
Boyer must be a queer sort. I can't savvy a man owning a ranch for nearly 20 years. Never going to see it?
Oh, he saw the place, but he didn't spend no time on it.
Oh.
An uncle or something died and left him the ranch and a hunk of money. He came out with his wife and kid, a girl about a year old. He settled them on the property and went back east to finish up some business. Then he tangled with the law on his way back to Texas and landed in the Calaboose.
He's been there ever since?
Yeah.
Moose was playing a risky game. You might be able to pose as Jim Boyer and claim that ranch, but it's a long chance.
There's no risk to it. Boyer's wife is dead. The daughter was just a year old when Boyer left her. She won't remember what he looked like.
No, but
the only ones that knew Jim Boyer were the lawyer and the sheriff. And they're both dead.
Hmm.
I've been working out the details for the past 2 years, Lefty. I've thought out every angle. I know all there is to know about Jim Boyer. With the papers he'll have in his pocket, I can step right into his shoes and take over that ranch in Texas.
What about cash money?
There'll be cash. The daughter's done all right for the outfit. She's made a tidy hunk of money.
But how do you know you'll get the cash as well as the ranch?
Well, that's the only angle I'm not sure of, Lefty. The cash might be in the girl's name.
And then all you'll get is the land and house, huh?
Don't worry about that. Molly is just the right age to get married. And, You'd make a first-rate husband.
Mm-hmm. If she's not already married.
She wasn't up to a few weeks ago. I found that out.
Hey, hear that?
Let me look over the edge. He's coming.
You sure that's Jim Boyer?
That's for you, all right. Get your rifle ready. As soon as he comes abreast of that big boulder, let him have it right with me.
I'll let him have it, all right. We got him.
Now grab the horse and let's get down below.
Like Boyer's dead.
It won't take long to find out.
Well, you should know.
Is he?
Yeah. Now to get the papers.
Probably carried them in his inside pocket.
Yeah. Something here.
Is that them?
Looks like it. Yep. This is what I want. This is just what I want.
Good.
From now on, Lefty, I'm Jim Boyer. Owner of the Lazy J Ranch.
All right, let's start riding for the Lazy J. It'll take a few days to get there.
Come on.
Leave him right where he fell, huh?
Yeah, we got no time to waste on him. Get it, too.
It was 3 days later when the Lone Ranger and his 14-year-old nephew, Dan Reed, rode through the canyon.
Golly, it sure is great to be riding with you again.
Good to have you, Dan.
School's all right, but I like vacations better.
You're not going to have any vacation, Dan.
I'm not.
As soon as we join Tonto, you're going to start right in studying.
Oh, but I...
Well, Tonto is your teacher.
Oh, that's all right. He teaches the kind of things I like.
Wait a minute, Dan, rein up.
Hold. What's the trouble?
It's a big fella. Something in back of that boulder.
There is. Oh, golly, steady. A man's boot sticking out from behind that rock.
Yes.
Oh, golly.
Shot.
Golly. It was shot twice.
Yes. Seems to have been dead for several days.
Gun's still in the holster.
Had no chance to defend himself.
I wonder if he was ambushed.
Look at the angle of those shots, Dan. He was riding or walking. Someone must have let him have it from up above there.
The rim of that canyon.
Uh-huh. See if we can find out who he was.
He was an old man.
Yes.
Anything in his pocket?
It doesn't seem to be, but we'll make sure.
Look.
What?
He was lying on top of that envelope.
Oh, yes.
And there's the stub of a pencil.
Addressed to Jim Boyer, Territorial Prison. Uh-oh.
What's that?
A couple of things scribbled on the back of the envelope. Two names, Lefty Carter and Moose Kimball.
Maybe they're the ones who shot him.
Something else here. Lazy J, Milton County. He tried to write something else, but I can't make it out. Oh, yes. Letter T. Maybe he was trying to write Texas.
There is a Milton County in Texas.
Poor fella.
Do you think he wrote those names after he was shot?
I think so, Dan. From where he's lying, he could see anyone who stood on the rim of the canyon. He might have lived long enough to leave this clue, hoping the murderers wouldn't turn him over.
Golly, what do we do?
Get the spade, Dan, and the blanket. We'll do the best we can for the poor old man. And move on to Milton County and see what's happening at the Lazy J.
Right.
Molly Boyer accepted Moose Kimball as her father, but found nothing to make her happy about the reunion. 2 days after the arrival of the imposter and his friend Lefty, there was a meeting in the Lazy J ranch house. Those present included Cal Brady, the ranch foreman, and Bill Larkin, the youthful sheriff.
Well, you've been through all my papers. Has anyone got anything to say?
Well, I...
What is it, Dottie?
Nothing. Does everything seem to be in order, Bill?
Seems to be, Molly. The papers are all in order.
Then the ranch is mine, eh?
According to these documents, it is, Boyer.
Then I'm glad to get that settled. Don't look at me that way, Molly. You don't begrudge me my rights, do you?
I guess I'll have to get used to it. It seems so strange to have a father after all these years.
Of course, if you don't want me and my young friend to be here...
Well, it's not that.
I don't aim to take away anything that belongs to you, Molly. In fact, after I sell the ranch...
Yes?
Sure. I'm too old to go into ranching. I figure to get what cash you can and go back to living east.
Oh, but...
Look here, Mr. Boyer. There ain't no need to sell out.
Me and Miss Molly have been running the place first rate. Making money at it, too.
You've been the foreman around this place, huh, Brady?
Yeah, for a good many years.
Maybe you sort of got the idea that you were the boss.
Well, I...
You'll find that things will be different from now on. I've been studying things since I got here. It strikes me that Molly's been a little too generous in giving you authority.
But, Mr. Boyer, I mean, Father...
That'll do, Molly. Don't interrupt when I'm speaking. You can go now, Brady. You probably have work to do.
All right.
Cal didn't deserve that.
Molly's right. Cal Brady has been one of the most loyal and...
Just a minute, Sheriff. When I want your advice, I'll ask for it.
But
as long as you're here, I want to get something else straightened out. I understand you and Molly have been keeping a fairly steady company.
That's none of your affair.
I'm going to make it my affair.
You're going to do nothing of the sort.
Molly.
You may be my father, but for you needn't think you can come here after all these years and run my life. I'll see whom I please and when I please.
I'll go into that when we're alone. I'm not satisfied that the old woman you got for a housekeeper is the right sort for you.
What do you mean?
You seem to think a lot of her.
I certainly do. She's meant everything to me since Mother died.
For that reason, I'm willing to let her stay here on my ranch. Might even take her along with us after I sell out, unless I think she's making you too willful.
I see. So that's it. If I continue to see Bill, it's because the housekeeper's made me willful.
That's the way I look at it.
Molly, you don't have to take this from him. You have your own money.
I ain't said nothing about the money you've got in the bank, Molly. But maybe it ain't yours after all.
What? Not mine.
Being as it was earned on my ranch, maybe I got a claim to it.
Why, you... Oh, Bill,
of course, I wouldn't start a court action to take it away from my own daughter unless I thought some... Tin horn lawman aimed to marry her for that cash.
If that's what you think.
Sheriff, unless you come on official business, you keep off the Lazy J. His law is to protect a man from people that trespass on his property.
I'll see you, Molly.
Doggone skunk, that's what he is. Molly alone all these years. He comes and expects to run alive. Easy there, boy.
Sheriff.
What? For who?
I've been waiting around the corner of the building.
Who are you?
My name wouldn't mean a thing to you. We stopped in town and learned that you'd come here.
You say we?
Yes, I have a friend over there in the shadows with the horses.
Hold on. Let me look at you closer.
I'll answer your next question. It is a mask on my face.
Well, of all...
Easy, don't draw your gun. There's no need for that.
What do you want of me? What's the idea of coyoting around with a mask on your face? What are you after?
I hope to get a little information from you, that's all.
What kind of information?
Who owns this ranch?
This is the Lazy J, and it's owned by Molly Boyer.
Molly Boyer?
Well, it wasn't until a couple of days ago. Then her father showed up to lay claim to it.
Where did he come from?
Territorial prison.
Sheriff, did Boyer come here alone?
No. He brought a ratty-looking hombre along with him. Wouldn't surprise me to learn that he hopes to see Molly marry the weasel.
I see. I wondered how Boyer might be connected with the Lazy J. I think I can make a few accurate guesses now.
What are you talking about?
Bring the horses, Dan.
Right.
Sheriff, you and I must have a talk. A long talk. I have a lot to tell you.
Yeah?
Yes. I have a camp nearby. Will you go there with me?
You'd better come to town with me.
Sorry, but I'll have to insist on my camp.
You'll insist? Well, I won't.
Draw.
Oh, I see. That way, huh?
Yeah. I'd better take your gun until we're through with our conference. There.
All right, mister. We're talking your camp.
Good. Not up to the big...
Easy there.
Not far away.
Come on, Victor.
Get up there.
Hold over.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Hello,
continue our story. The Lone Ranger took the youthful sheriff's gun and led the way to a camp in a nearby woods. There he told Bill about finding a dead man 2 days' ride from the Lazy J. He told of his suspicion that the dead man was Jim Boyer, and that the man who called himself Boyer, the one who claimed the ranch, was an imposter.
And here, Sheriff, is a note we found beneath the dead man's body.
If you weren't masked like an outlaw, I'd have more reason to trust you.
Look at the writing on that envelope. See the names that are mentioned?
Gotta hold it a little closer to the fire.
The names are Moose Kimball and Lefty Carter.
I see them. How'd you happen to come here with this?
The Lazy J is also mentioned.
I see.
Bill, I think Kimball and Carter killed Jim Boyer and stole his documents.
It sounds reasonable enough. We could just prove that.
It won't be easy.
Doggone it all. I wish it was something I could do.
There is.
Yeah, what is it?
I have a plan, but I'll need help.
Just tell me what has to be done.
It was late afternoon of the next day. Molly sat on the porch with a woman who served as housekeeper, companion, and friend.
Oh, I wonder where Carol is. I haven't seen him for the past couple of hours.
I don't know where Carol is, but there's that young friend to your father.
Oh, Mr. Carter.
Riding over this way like he owned the place.
He's the sneakiest looking man I've ever seen.
Oh, Boyer.
If you're looking for Mr. Boyer, he's going to town.
No, ma'am. I'm not looking for him. I saw him before he left the town. I thought I'd report to you on what I've done.
On what you've done?
I had to discharge Brady.
You what?
I said I had to discharge Brady.
You mean to say you discharged my foreman? Well,
oh, didn't Boyer tell you that he'd made me the foreman?
You?
Yes, ma'am. Brady said he'd get out before he'd take orders from me. So he's packing his things to get.
You certainly have a... Get off this porch.
Why don't you go for a little walk with me so that we can talk things over?
I said get off this porch.
All right, Molly. Give me lots of time. Lots of time.
Why, the sneaky-looking pipsqueak. Calling you Molly like he was a best friend.
I'll not stay here. I can't stay here, Aunt Mary. We've got to go away. That's all there is to it.
Now, just a minute, honey. Here comes old Carol.
You mind if I come up there for a minute, Miss Molly?
Oh, Carol, I want to see you.
I see Carter riding away from here. I expect he told you the news.
Carol, what can I say to you?
Howdy, Miss Mary.
You okay?
Miss Molly, I've been thinking things over.
I don't blame you for leaving, Carol.
Well, that's just it, Miss Molly. I ain't leaving.
You're not? But with Lefty Carter's phone...
Well, I can tolerate a polecat for a few days. After that, maybe things will be different.
What are you getting at, Carol?
Well, I'll tell you. A little while ago, a nice-looking young fellow rode up to the bunkhouse and handed me a note.
A note from whom?
Well, there wasn't no name signed to it, Miss Molly. But it told me to stick around and to tell you that you shouldn't worry too much about things.
Oh.
Just take things as they come and to trust Bill Larkin.
And you say there was no name to the note?
No name, but I know who sent it.
Who?
Well, how do you know?
Because this lad, he handed me a cartridge. Here's the cartridge.
A cartridge?
Look her over, Miss Molly. It's made out of silver.
I don't understand.
Now, Carol Brady, you get to the point. Who sent that note?
The same gent that sent that silver bullet. I'm surprised that you ain't heard of him, Aunt Mary.
Heard of who?
The Lone Ranger.
Great day. Look at who's coming.
Huh. I'd better put the note out of sight.
Boy, I better vamoose to the bunkhouse. You might get sore seeing me hanging around here.
You stay right where you are, Cal Brady.
Look at the way he's been pushing that horse. He ought to be horsewhipped for treating an animal so.
Well, I can see now why my ears have been burning. I bet you three had plenty to say about me, huh?
Is it true that you've made Mr. Carter the foreman in place of Cal Brady?
Sure, Brady. You've come crying to the girl, huh?
He's done nothing of the kind. Mr. Carter told me the news.
Well, if Lefty told it, you can be sure it's true.
Now, see here, I'll...
Molly, you needn't get all excited. The chances are none of us will be here more in a few days.
What do you mean?
I hope to sell the ranch.
No.
Got a fair offer for cash money.
Please, you can't sell the Lazy J. It's home.
Now, Molly, you know better than that.
I own this outfit.
How soon do you think you can sell out?
Inside the next 5 or 6 hours.
What's that?
5 or 6 hours?
That's right. I just come in from town to get the papers and the deed and a few other things. Buyer's waiting for me to get back to town.
You mean that you figure to close the deal tonight?
I met a man that's a go-getter, just like me. If he can close the deal fast, he'll hand over the cash right away. Oh. Well, I've got to get my documents out of the house.
Oh, God.
Cal, what do we do?
I don't know, ma'am.
He'll close the deal before that Lone Ranger can act.
I'm afraid so.
I'm going into town with him. Cal, you're coming too.
Me?
Yes. We're going to do what we can to delay things. We've got to do it. If we don't, it'll be too late for the Lone Ranger to help.
A few minutes later, Moose and Lefty headed for town to close a deal and line their pockets at the expense of Molly Boyer. Shortly after they arrived at the office of a lawyer, Cal and Molly rolled into the center of the community and dismounted.
Hey, Molly, look over there.
See that lad standing there?
Yes. What about him, Jim?
Great day. That's the boy I told you about. He's the one that brought the note from the Lone Ranger.
Oh.
Hi there, son.
Hello, Mr. Brady.
Said your name was Dan Reed, didn't you? Well, this here is Miss Molly Boyer of the Lazy J.
How do you do, Miss Boyer?
Dan, tell me, where's the Lone Ranger?
Well, he's not far away.
I don't know why he sent that message, but he must have had some reason for helping us.
Yes, I guess he has.
Then he must know something. He must know that my father's in town right now. He's in that lawyer's office about to sell a Lazy J.
I guess the Lone Ranger knows where he is.
He does?
Yes'm. You see, a man who called himself Mr. Hamilton came into town and seemed interested in buying the Lazy J. He's in there right now talking it over.
Yes, I know.
Well, Mr. Hamilton isn't the man's real name.
No.
He's really the Lone Ranger in disguise.
Well, Mr. Hamilton, I hope you're satisfied with things.
Oh, the title seems to be clear, Mr. Boyer.
And all we got to do is pass the money and sign the deed. Ain't that right, Lawyer Bascom?
That's right, providing Mr. Hamilton is willing to buy the Lazy J without seeing.
The sheriff has told me all about it. I guess you told me the truth, didn't you, Sheriff Larkin?
I did. The property is worth 3 times what this man is asking. Strikes me as suspicious he wants to sell so cheap.
That's no fair use, Larkin. You just saw it because I'm selling out and taking my daughter east.
Please, gentlemen, no harsh words in my office.
Well, I don't like the sheriff. Wouldn't have him here if Mr. Hamilton didn't insist on it.
Then that makes it even. I don't like your friend either.
Oh, you don't, eh?
No, Carter, I don't.
Why, you want to...
Please, gentlemen.
I think that'll be the United States Marshal.
The Marshal? What?
You'll see. Hi there, Marshal. Step right in.
Sorry to intrude, gentlemen. I'm looking for Jim Boyer.
He's right there.
You?
What do you want?
There's no statute of limitations for murder, Boyer. You're under arrest.
What? No, wait.
The law's got a long memory. Maybe you forgot a certain murder before you went to jail. Come on.
Oh, wait. Hold on a minute. You got the wrong man.
Jim Boyer's the man I want.
And there's all kinds of proof that you're Jim Boyer.
So you're a killer.
That's a different man.
I want Jim Boyer of the Lazy J.
And you're the one.
No, Lefty. What'll I do?
No wonder you were in such a hurry to sell.
Wanted to get cash and run before the law found you.
We got enough to hang you.
Lawyer, they can't do this.
Oh, yes, we can.
I'll help you take him. Come on, you.
Resist arrest, and I'll shoot you right here and now.
Wait a minute. Listen to me. I don't want to hang. Listen, I ain't Jim Boyer.
Too late to say that.
I'm not Boyer.
That's too thin. All them proofs you got.
Lefty, tell him I'm not Jim Boyer. Tell him.
He's telling the truth, Chance. He ain't Jim Boyer.
He ain't Boyer. Who is he?
Moose Kimball. That's my right name.
You mean to say you're an imposter?
Yes, I am. Didn't check with the warden in the territorial. He'll identify me as Kimball.
But if your name is Kimball, what of the credentials? You proved you were Jim Boyer.
Well, I shouldn't lose your ranch and hang for what Boyer did. I was in prison with Boyer. That's how I knew about the Lazy J. I stole the papers from him.
You'll swear to that on the roll.
Oh, yes. Lefty will tell you. You can check with the warden. You can prove I ain't Boyer.
Where is Boyer?
Well, how do I know? I ain't seen him since he left jail.
You sure of that?
Yes.
You swear you haven't seen him since he left jail?
Yes, I'll swear it.
Kimball, you're swearing to a lie.
What?
Two men crouched in waiting on the rim of a canyon near the prison. One of those two men killed Jim Boyer.
What?
Either you or Lefty Carter is a murderer. Which one of you fired the death shot?
I didn't do it.
And you did, Kimball.
You can't prove I was there.
Footprints will prove you both were there. One of you shot Boyer from ambush.
I didn't do it. It wasn't me. Moose is the one. He wanted to steal the papers.
Why, you double-crossing skunk.
How'd I gain from killing him?
You fired at him. He was to share the cash. But you were shot to kill him, eh? I ain't that good a shot.
That'll do. You were both there, and you've admitted it. You both fired, and you both hit the mark.
And you're both under arrest. Make one move, and I'll fire.
That does it, huh, Marshal?
Sure does. Well, hold him here, Bill, until we go where this man said, and make sure Jim Boyer's dead.
What?
If so, we'll look for the footprints.
You don't even know he's dead?
I know it, Kimball. The marshal will have to make it legally sure.
If he's dead, we've got enough to hang both of you for the murder. You didn't get far with your scheme, did you, Kimball?
You tricked me.
Hey, hold on a minute.
You don't need me anymore, Bill. I think Molly's outside, and I'll send her in.
It was all a trick. I bet he never intended to buy the ranch. You made me think Boy was wanted for murder, so I'd admit to be someone else, huh?
It worked, didn't it, Kimball? You see, we had to get a case against you before you sold out for whatever you could get and cleared out of here.
You know, Bill, the idea sounded loco to me, but it sure worked out, Slick.
Oh, you fool. You walked right into it.
Bill, Mr. Hamilton sent me in.
Come here, honey. Come on in, Cal. Wait till you hear the news.
Mr. Hamilton, if I ever see him again...
Well, you won't, because you'll hang. But if you did, you could call him the Lone Ranger.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.